I said, save it for the podcast.
Well, that is one way of looking at it.
Here we are. We're at Indian Ladder Farms Agricultural Acts. This would be episode number 2 of this 2-part series with our friends Pam and Brett from Bound by Fate Brewing. You'll find them in Schuylerville, New York, boundbyfate.com, the website. You leaned into the microphone, Brett. You want to come hot out of the box with some facts here? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. It's boundbyfatebrewing.com.
What did I say? Boundbyfate.com.
Yeah.
That's going to take you somewhere. I'd have to
look it up who that is. But I'm sure they're really cool because it's an awesome name.
That's
obviously
a great point. Okay, thank you. Boundbyfatebrewing.com. And, of course, you have your social media accounts. People can find you there. We ended the first episode with a game. I want to start this episode with a game because I'm dying to get this one out. The game is crayon or crayop. Is it a crayon color or did I make it up? Is it crap? We'll start with you again, Dieter. We got Dieter, Scott, and Alex from Indian Ladder Farms.
I'm nervous.
Executive producer Clyde down there.
Clyde, where'd he come from?
You didn't know we had to get rid of Bart. We'll talk about Bart. That.
That was a shame.
Yeah. All right, here
I liked that guy.
Is this a color or is this crap? Marvelous.
Marvelous?
Yeah, marvelous. I'll say it all at once. Marvelous.
So if it was the 1980s, it would have been just mauve, right?
I can't. There's no clues. There's no hints being given here.
Or 1880s. That's a classic name, really.
It really kind of is. I'm going to have to go with its color of a crayon.
A crayon color. Alex, what say ye?
That's a crayon.
It is.
Could be a marker.
Could be a marker.
But we're going to crayon.
All right.
Crayon.
Brett?
Agree. Okay. Crayon.
And Pam?
Cheese stands alone. Crap.
It's a crayon. It's a crayon color. I'm sorry. Great job.
What color is it?
It's mauve. It's mauve. Which, what color is mauve? Is it pink? Yeah. Is it chartreuse?
I don't know.
Mauve?
Beige? I like chartreuse.
Yeah,
I think it's
mauve is like a rosy beige.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right. Rosy beige.
Alex, do you have any cider?
Maybe perhaps it's embarrassed.
I mean, it looks
beige.
Like some of your ciders. It's right there in the mauve range.
It's right there in the mauve range.
So Pam and Brett are out here at Indian Ladder Farms today. We decided to grab them for an episode here of Agricultural Acts. Out to Wet Hop. Wet Hopping, a collaborative beer that once again is called Binded by Fate. No. I'm close.
Very
Scott, what
funny.
Is it?
Really?
Vineyard Brawl.
Vineyard Brawl. Yes. That now I'll remember it because that is punny as hell.
That's a
so,
funny dad joke.
Yes,
they're getting
is.
real old.
I don't think so. I will live.
Well, during the break, you guys were talking about like why wet hop beers really didn't catch on the East Coast.
But
I said,
they
save
should.
It for the podcast.
Yeah. I overheard some. Thank you, Alex. Something about because the equipment doesn't exist or something?
Well, everyone has this luxurious, beautiful farm estate and brewery on site where the hops are picked right the day, it goes right into the tanks, and you have this opportunity.
But why don't they?
I don't know. I know.
Because
it's
they're
true.
Smart.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because they're smart.
Well, I imagine a lot of hop farmers who don't have their own brewery try to contract out all of their hops in advance of harvest. That's part of it. And there's a lot of loss involved in brewing a wet hop beer there with all of the plant matter that still has a huge amount of moisture involved.
Oh, yeah, there could be a tremendous amount of mess. Remember when it threes? Were you?
I wasn't there for that.
Oh,
one.
Scott wasn't there. We did a wet hop beer at threes where we loaded everything up in the van and drove it down to Brooklyn and got there. And they boiled the hops and they put, I can't remember, it was a crazy amount of hops. And they left the top off and the oils escaped in the brewery. And we came in the next morning and there was just hop oil on everything in the brewery. And everything was sticky.
Oh.
But I bet it smelled good.
Yeah, I bet.
Everybody was kind of... fascinated and irritated at the same time.
I know. But what we were talking about is like, you know, capitalism and efficiency can drive brewing, but also there's a ceremony, there's this ritual, it's a celebration of the harvest, like end of the year, Alex, to your point, like this is about taking time in this small window we have to celebrate this delicate plant. I was like, what do we call this? Right? This thing
perennial
that we've nurtured all year long and are banking with like prayers and like cross fingers that it's going to make it through. And that is what it's about. Like, I think that's what it's about. It's this ritual and celebration of the harvest and to celebrate that year and all the work and all the hands and all the pizza that went into, you
a
know.
A lot of pizza can go into it.
Lots of pizza.
You know, there's been many, you know, the English have a ceremony, the Belgians have a ceremony with the hop devil. They both have their own tradition. In England, they actually make a large effigy of a man out of straw, and they decorate it with hops, and they hang it at the end of the hop yard, and it signals that the hop harvest is almost over. And that they're going to have, you know, you're like 10 days out from the big hop party. Mm-hmm. And so, and the Belgians, yeah, they carry it around on a stick on fire to try to get the demons
out. I was
going to
ask, you better burn that afterwards.
where's our hop devil out in?
Aaron Bailey's been busy.
Aaron Bailey's building this hop devil as we speak.
He did it for Farming Man, that the hottest day that you've ever experienced in your life, Jeff.
Yeah, I remember that day. Yeah, I sure do.
So we decided to have a fire.
The biggest fire I've ever seen.
That was a big fire.
Yeah, that was a big fire.
What's hotter than being hot?
Ice cold.
Bonfire.
Oh, bonfire.
We almost melted one of the girls in Dr. John Loveprophet's BMW with that fire.
Remember, numerous announcements were being made. If that is your BMW parked there, you must move it.
It was like, one's claiming it. Right. We're going to watch a BMW catch on fire. It's going to be terrible and awesome.
No offense to any one of the fans of Agricultural Acts that own a BMW, but we would have been more than happy to see that thing burn.
It didn't even get blistered paint, which I'm very happy for.
That speaks volumes for the Bavarians.
That would have been sweet.
Yeah.
A small sacrifice.
It is a garbage truck.
What, the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy,
oh boy, wow, here we go. Geez. Mr. Audi over here throwing stones.
Hell yeah.
Is that the other side of Germany or what's going on? Yeah.
Actually, I believe it's the same part of Germany where they're made.
It's made by East Germans.
Vineyard Brawl. You'll have to get it as quick as humanly possible because it's very limited edition. Yes. What must be fun about beers like this? Most of them that you brew, your New York State farm brewers, no one batch is exactly the same as the other. It might have the same name, but because of how fresh everything is and how dependent you are on the conditions and the farming and all that, it's different every single time. It's the same with you too, Alex, and your ciders.
For sure.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. Do you already have plans to maybe do it again in 2022? Because it's got to be exciting to like compare the two.
Sure, why not?
This about the 21 edition and this about the 22.
Yeah, why not? I feel like
yeah, I'm going to get Scott a calendar just to write that in right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on it. Google calendar.
How much will be produced? How many, whatever volume you like to speak in, whether it's barrels or 16-ounce cans for Jeff to take home and consume at both locations. Are you looking up how much you?
Oh no, I was going to add it to my calendar.
Oh okay.
Yes.
Yes, you do know how much you're brewing.
Yes. And no.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a 3-barrel batch.
Okay.
Or it could be a 20-barrel batch. Could be a 40-barrel batch.
I think he's talking about the one we just brewed.
Yep.
That is a 3-barrel batch.
Okay.
It won't grow to 20 by magic.
I'm
adding water to it as we speak.
Oh, wow, look at it. It's 20 barrels all of a sudden.
Yeah, he's got holy water.
20-barrel ginger beer.
So going back to, you know, the celebration, all that, so that obviously must be where German's Oktoberfest came from, was the...
Well, no, because that's later. So pretty much hop harvesting is over in Germany at that point. But, you know... An interesting fact is, you know, in New York State, you know, some of, like, going to the hop, that was the big party that people went to after they picked hops all day.
Okay, the sock hop?
No, that's just
going socks weren't allowed at this particular
socks. No, we don't use any socks in making beer.
Lederhosen.
Yes. Okay. Very good.
The Germans. But you know, in these big parties, a lot of people, this is how they met, you know, their future husbands and wives.
Well, that was the alcohol, not the party.
Well,
don't you think?
And the hopping.
Can you separate the two, though, really?
No, that's a good point, Brett. It's a great
they
point.
They were all delirious from dehydration from the hop harvest all day.
Yeah, so, like, we used to pick by hand, and, you know, it's like it takes one, you know, it takes one man hour for one person to pick, you know, an entire bind. We have 2,000, so, whoa, you know, that wouldn't work. So
2,000 binds.
Yeah, so Heidi can pick 100 in an hour.
God bless her.
Yeah, we love Heidi.
Yeah.
And but prior to mechanical picking, they used to go, the hop farmers in Western New York primarily, where most of the big hop farming was done, they literally would lease trains from New York City, and they would go down and they would have advertisements in the newspapers, and they'd hand out flyers, and they would have hop trains that came up, and they had these big camps, like migrant labor camps. And people would get off the train, and it was men, women, and children, and the farmers would feed them, and they would pick the hops, and they'd have these gigantic parties, and then they'd all go back to the city, you know, drunk and pregnant.
I love Dieter stories.
And nothing has changed.
So I stole this sign out of the restroom here. We're recording this in the tasting room at Indian Ladder Farms, 342 Altamont Road, Altamont, New York.
I think they know where our address is now.
Yeah?
I think so.
All right. Indian Ladder Farms.
Who are they?
We're always looking to expand. That's always true. Looking to get new people, new listeners, new fans here. This sign that I stole out of the bathroom has a list of the hops that are grown at Indian Ladder Farms in the Helderberg Hop Yard. Are these all currently that, like, this season, or just over the course of the day? See, you can tell it's a working farm. Always some motion here going on. That's an older, surly gentleman rolling through the area now. He with not a care to the world about anything that's going on.
He has no idea.
He's got a job to do.
Does he? Anymore?
Does it? Do you know this gentleman? He's going into the cooler. It looks like he's bringing a pallet of something out. Does anybody know him?
He's the crusty old veteran.
He's allowed to be here?
Yeah, that's our that was our cider maker, Matt.
That was Matt.
That was Matt. All right. That's our cider.
He presses the cider for me to...
All right, well, we don't want to get in his way, that's for sure. But you got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 different varieties of hops on it. All these
subtract
this
two.
Season? Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Here, let's play a game. Which two don't we grow anymore?
Yeah. They both start with S.
Sterling and Styrian Golding.
That is correct, Jeff. Ding, 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 ding.
Damn.
Which, by the way, are crayon colors. Those are both... Crayon colors,
yeah,
also.
They're both green.
No, they're crap. Both, no, they're both crap. That's how we're doing Rome anyway.
Crap.
Yeah, they. I thought that Styrian Golding would be a excellent hop to grow here because it. They come from Slovenia, and Slovenia is on a similar latitude as we are. So I figured that that would be a good hop to grow here, and it shows you just how wrong you can be.
Yeah.
They just never. We had a couple of good years where we got some, but we never got any kind of serious yield where we could really do much with them. And Sterling was even worse. Very disease prone.
Now, if I remember correctly, we've talked about favorite hop varieties before. Yours, Scott, is it's the Columbus, isn't it?
No, it's not. Well, it is now. But Brewer's Gold is still my all-time favorite.
That certainly makes sense.
And Brewer's Gold, interestingly enough, when we started this farm, we were told that we should not grow it here.
And why is that?
They were said it has certain issues that they don't like as far as picking goes. So if you look at these cascades here, the cones are all very what we call the bracts, which are the little petals on here.
That's what's in my hair.
Yep, he's old brack head over there. And so the bracts are very tight, and it holds the lupulin in. And so when it goes through the picker, the lupulin stays inside, because what we're really after is what's inside, right? So it's like a perfect little vessel to transport the lupulin to the dryer. Brewer's Gold has a really bad habit of the bracts are open, and so the lupulin wants to fall out and when it dries. And when we do Brewer's Gold, we have lupulin all over the barn. From it falling out, but we're willing to take that that risk because we like the hops so much. But there was that reason, and there was also that it was suspected that it wouldn't grow well here, but it does grow very well for us. It's probably our highest yield hop.
That's awesome. That's awesome for you.
Yeah,
I'm happy for you, Scotty.
Now if you brewed beer, you could use some.
Well, this is why I'm a DJ on the radio, and
I don't know. You guys have that extra room down at the studio. I'm surprised you guys don't have a little homebrew setup going in there.
No, we leave that to the professionals. I'll listen to the professional musicians.
Like the room for Keller?
Enjoy music that way. I will leave brewing to the professional brewers and just enjoy it that way. It's so much less work for me.
That works.
Plus, I don't have talents that lie in either of those areas. So,
I don't know how to run your board. Is interest in beer.
Yeah. I've got a fine, fine talent in that. Let's talk about some of your... You guys, how many different beers do you typically have going? I've noticed it seems like there's at least 5 or 6 always readily available.
We try to keep 6 to 8 beers on tap. Sometimes that's a struggle, depending on what moves and what doesn't, and sometimes that's hard to know. Variety is pretty key.
And BoundByFateBrewing.com, the website, just a hop, skip, and a jump from the Hudson on Ferry Street there in Schuylerville. Beautiful back deck area, incredible inside. I love you really didn't change anything from the inside except for sprucing it up to make it a great spot to sit and drink.
Oh, contraire, mon frère. We converted an optometrist office into our beautiful tap room.
Oh, so you ripped out all their drywall and went to the bare bones of this
beautiful
building.
I had a real job before owning a brewery that paid me, but then once, COVID happened and we lost all of our funding, I learned to lay flooring down, man. Nice. So we laid down that
and it
floor
looks awesome.
Ourselves.
It's
nice.
Gorgeous.
Awesome.
It's gorgeous. It has the feel.
That was a COVID thing, was flooring.
Alex and I
sanded the floor in here.
Megan and Claire poured some concrete.
Yeah.
You think that has anything to do with, like, that we needed to feel grounded, like, literally?
I knew you were
going to
say that.
Well, no. Usually I'm dad joking around, but I feel like we probably just had that instinctual feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think it's like when you're stressed out, you just clean a bunch to, like, you know.
We just sanded everything.
Yeah, cleaning after the sanding.
We just redid everything. Dieter drove fork truck into the wall, took down the wall.
Well, I use a sledgehammer when you have a fork truck. That's what I always say.
I mean, the work you've done here at Indian Ladder Farms, certainly a big-time upgrade with that cider producing area back there. I love what you've done in the tasting room.
We built walls.
Yeah, you built walls.
You can't see the outside anymore.
And this space that we're sitting in right now, have we talked about this on Agricultural X before?
I don't know. I'm usually drunk.
What this space was originally back 100 so years ago at Indian Ladder Farms?
This was just this whole building that we are currently sitting in was cold storage. That's all it was. It was just these walls are 2 feet thick. This was built in like 1928, and the walls are Thomas Jefferson poured the cork insulation in the walls, which seeps out all the time, which we love.
Mm-hmm. You ought to come up with the crayon or crap questions, because it's hard to tell which one you're spewing out here.
But the pipes you're looking at on the walls, these are the ones we left. Just as an example, you could see the entire 2 floors of this building were covered with those pipes. And it was a big ammonia refrigeration system. And back where the cidery is, there was a giant ammonia generator that filled that entire room back there in order to chill this.
It's kind of cool how something that was super useful that many years ago is now just like cool and artsy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Wall art right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started working here when I was 16 as a, waiting for high school you know, to start in the summer. And one of my first jobs was to, by default, I came into work and the manager said, I was supposed to pick pears. And he goes, I hear you're a farm boy. You used to drive tractors. And I was like, I've driven tractors. And, well, a fork truck's not that much different. It just steers from the back. Here you go. The guy quit. I'm like, okay. And so that was my forklift training. And I got on the fork truck, and he goes, oh, and by the way, those are ammonia pipes in there, and if you back into them and break one, you got approximately a minute to get out of the room before it kills you. Well, great.
Which no way pressure. Is reverse again?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I figured that was a good job, so I stayed.
Let's go. Boundbyfatebrewing.com, the website again. Some of your favorites that you regularly have on tap there in Schuylerville.
By far the general favorite is our Lupa Lion New England IPA, but I'm a big fan of our Bronzer Amber Lager and our fresh batch of Kegasus Cream Ale. I think is super on point.
I love that name. That's great.
That's what I said too when I had some today.
Yeah,
that's a great name. Kegasus. It's a great beer. It's very tasty.
A lot of fans of the Cream Ale.
We got to TM that real quick before this airs.
Yes, absolutely. You got that, executive producer. What was his name again?
Oliver.
Oliver?
Clive.
Clyde.
Clyde.
Clyde. That's
CEO.
Right.
CEO. Clive Oliver.
And, of course, you got crowlers that you happily fill up for anybody that comes in.
Absolutely.
You're open what days of the week, what hours of the week. Of course, this could change at any moment's time. So maybe important to give out the phone number, too.
Yeah. We're open Wednesday through Sunday, 3 to 9 weekdays, 12 to 9 on Saturdays, 12 to 6 on Sundays.
And you love music just like anyone else sitting around this table. Yeah. So you do bring in live entertainment.
We do live music every Friday night, and then we'll be starting Back Trivia up in October on Thursdays.
Bat Trivia?
Back Trivia.
Back Trivia.
Back 2. I hear that there will be a Gilmore Girls takeover night one
what?
Night.
What?
Yeah. Hey. A lot of different fun things. Trying to, you know, give it to the ladies.
Theme trivia is very fun, but obviously very specific. And people get into it. It's you three, I think, here from Indian Ladder Farms. Maybe we might have a good trivia team right here because it requires well-roundedness.
I think we would smoke everyone.
You know it.
Yeah.
I think you
ask
we would.
You ask me any of the music rounds up, I just say Meghan Trainor, and sometimes I'm right.
Yeah, you're bound to be right. You know, usually it's 10 questions per round. Meghan Trainor is going to be one of them.
I get one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys are chock-a-block full of knowledge between Larry, Moe, and Curly here. You got any topic on lock.
Yeah,
you
got this. Wait, who's Curly?
You guys can fight over it.
I want to be Mo.
You spent all day with them here today brewing up this new wet hop, which is called Vineyard Brawl.
Nice, you did.
I got it. Because hops grow on a vine, not on a vine, Dieter. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, just stick that up your tendril.
Yeah, I think we've covered all bases.
Have we?
Yeah.
We still don't know where Evan is, though.
Plus, who's on first right now?
That would be Evan.
Probably.
Yeah, Evan. Evan migrated to migrated south for the winter. And probably longer.
He really? Came to Scott's wedding, and then no one ever saw him again.
Yeah. He may not be back.
He's still in the woods.
He realizes it's not winter, right?
That was a good wedding, Scott. I can see why people might be missing.
Just getting ready.
It's still hot down there.
Yeah, he's down at Virginia Beach with Commonwealth Brewing now.
Oh, excellent. So he's ready for the hurricanes.
He went back.
Yep.
He went back.
All right, well, best of luck to him.
I still love you, Evan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hold anything against you, I promise.
That doesn't sound true.
I do, Evan.
We didn't find your Piper bag of grass.
Yes. Yes, no grounds. We didn't find any ground scores. Yeah, the wedding texted me in the morning. He was like, hey, I may have lost something up in my campsite. He's like, if you find it, ground score, it's yours. I looked for 2 hours.
You ground scored a dog tuxedo, though, didn't you? Can I grab that back off you?
As a matter of fact, I did text Megan, so Charles can have his tuxedo.
Megan Trainor?
No.
No.
Lucky.
This is not the music round.
All right. Agricultural X, Indian Ladder Farms, Alex, Wow. Scott Dieter and Brett from Bound by Fate Brewing.
I'm not into SNL.
Our executive producer, Clyde? His name was Clyde? Today we got to
get Oliver better.
We got to get Oliver and Oliver. Bart back.
Yeah.
Oliver. Thank you all very much. Share the knowledge of Agricultural Acts with everybody. Make sure we're getting as many listens as possible so we can get renewed on our subscription.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Gosh,
we're up for renewal already. The pressure.
Cheers, friends.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Here comes that music.
There it is. I love this part.
You've been listening to Indian Ladder Farms Cidery and Brewery owner-operator Dieter Gary, its head brewer Scott Veltman, and its head cider maker Alex Gill. The producers and engineers are Troy Pohl and Ian Carlton. Any questions, comments, thoughts, or suggestions can be directed to podcastilf@gmail.com. That's podcastilf@gmail.com. I'm Jeff Morad. Thanks for listening. See ya!